Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Congratulations, Bitcoin hodlers. We hit yet another all-time high, currently in price discovery mode. Let's freaking go. In today's show, I'll be breaking down this latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as the DenCon upgrade goes live on the Ethereum mainnet. We'll also be discussing a new record as Bitcoin ETFs hit a whopping $1 billion in daily inflows. That's right. Also, CryptoQuant CEO says Bitcoin will witness a supply-side crisis amid massive Bitcoin accumulation. I'll be breaking down the timeline. We'll also be discussing on-chain analyst Willy Woo forecast massive potential $337,000 upper Bitcoin price target and says we're still early in this bull market. We'll also be discussing the latest from Samson Mao, who says Bitcoin will hit $1 million per coin this year amid unprecedented demand. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1578. I'm your host, JV, and today is March 13th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. As you can see here on your screen, we got Bitcoin above 73.3. We got Ether above 4,000. Solana's pumping up 7%. XRP and AVAX pulling back and in the red, and a big gainer on TON. And BNB is also up roughly 10%. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting at $2.76 trillion. We're on the cusp of reclaiming that all-time high of $3 trillion with $135 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 52.2% with the Ether dominance at 17.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got WIF leading the pack up 32%, followed by TonCoin up 16%, followed by Jupiter up 13%. Below that, Pepe, PancakeSwap, Bonk, BNB, and Ronin. Now, which altcoins, fam, are you most bullish on for this particular bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily. Many of the alts pumping and in the green, very respectable gainers. And zooming out on the month, like, whoa, definitely it's been in altcoin season here, yo. You got virtually every single top altcoin up, pumping drastically. Some of these gains are mind-boggling, like Pepe, 800%, WIF, 800%, Floki, 800%, good Lord, Sheeb, 250%, WorldCoin, 259%, FET, 310%, Bonk, 157%, Filecoin, 100%, Stack, 60%, Respect, Theta, 225%, and the list goes on and on. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated in 81 extreme greed, same as yesterday, last week of 75, and last month of 70 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, we only have 33 days left until the Bitcoin halving. You already know the estimated date is scheduled to take place April 16th, again, right around the corner. And checking out timechaincalendar.com, we can see the block we're currently at is 834,560. Today's conversion, $1 equals 1,364 Satoshis. You already know, fam. But anyways, let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to take us leading into this halving in the next 33 days. Holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, pump the likes, pump the stream. Welcome everyone just joining us. Let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis as we are officially in price discovery mode, sitting above 73,500. Looking so pretty with the biddies, if you know what I mean. So yeah, check it out. New data from TradingView capture new all-time highs, currently of 73,700 on Bitstamp. The Bitcoin price strength taking a breather the day prior, consolidating at 72, marking and even seeing a snap 4,000 dip before abruptly heading higher. And in so doing so, the market set up for a repeat performance from the start of the week, where resistance kept upside moves in check, at least for a while. On the day, it was 73,800 fulfilling that role per data from CoinGlass. Beyond that, little friction stood in the way of price discovery towards 80,000, evidenced by the lack of liquidation levels. Quoting analysts here, Bitcoin wiped out the overleveraged longs, retested the 2021 cycle high, and then bounced back to 72, said Jelle. Now, financial commentators TED Talks Crypto noted the increasing wave of institutional money inflows. These now dwarfed anything seen previously, even accounting for the U.S. new spot Bitcoin ETFs. That's right, quoting him here, fund inflows like we have never seen before. It makes 2020 look small. Price will continue to catch up over the coming months. The steady grind to 100,000 is under the way. Historically, when these flows peak, there's 2 to 3 months of GTFO of the market. You already know. And check out these Bitcoin fund inflows, family, through the roof. The ETFs themselves fetched a record $1 billion of net inflows March 12th, which was yesterday, according to the financial data. With BlackRock's product, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, enjoying the lion's share. A record 14,706 Bitcoin inflow on March 12th, 2024, BitMEX research noted while uploading the numbers to X. Keep it in mind, family, there's only 900 biddies being awarded to the miners on a daily basis, and that's about to get cut in half to 450 per day via the Bitcoin halving coming up. So you do the math. Supply shock, supply crisis, demand shock, incoming, family. Look at this colossal chart. Numbers don't lie. Now, that amount alone represents a considerable portion of the newly minted supply in 2024, approximately 65,500 BTC. The two largest ETFs, which are BlackRock and Fidelity, held in excess of 330,000 Bitcoin as of today, March 13th, which is five times what the miners added. That's right, BlackRock alone now holds over 200,000 Bitcoin through their custodian Coinbase. Ironic enough, neck and neck with MicroStrategy, which currently now holds over 200,000 Bitcoins as well. So you already know, family. Let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with Ethereum and this Decon upgrade, which just officially went live on the Ether mainnet. Let's break this baby down. The Decon upgrade was successfully rolled out on the Ethereum mainnet at 1:55 p.m. a couple of hours ago. Today, March 13th, Decon is the most anticipated hard fork since the merge and is expected to significantly reduce the transaction fees of Layer 2 networks. Keyword there, Layer 2 networks, and enhance Ethereum's overall scalability. While the Decon upgrade is a step in the right direction, it won't improve all the shortcomings of Layer 2 solutions. According to Arthur Bretman, the co-founder of Tezos Blockchain, here's what he shared in an interview. The Decon upgrade, and tell me if I'm even pronouncing that right. Is it Decon? Decon? Let me know. Decon? Decon? I have no idea. But anyways, does the bare minimum to extend the data usable by rollups on Ethereum, which should lower transaction costs in these layer two solutions. This is a step in the right direction, but ultimately the rollups built on top of the Ethereum remain very throughput constrained and are forced to adopt extreme centralized measures. Keyword, extreme centralized measures. Good Lord. Now, Decon's launch comes nearly a year after the Shanghai upgrade, April of last year, which enabled network participants to unstake their Ether for the first time after the network transitioned to a proof-of-stake network following the merge. The Decon hard fork incorporates 9 different Ethereum EIPs. The upgrade's name combines the Cancun upgrade of Ethereum's execution layer and the Deneb upgrade on its consensus layer. Who names these upgrades, by the way? Why they always rhyme? It's very interesting. The first part, Cancun, focuses on improving how transactions are managed and processed on the execution layer, while the second part, Deneb, aims to improve the consensus layer, which refers to how network participants agree on the state of the blockchain. The introduction of data blobs via EIP 4844, also known as proto-dank sharding, is amongst the most notable features of the upgrade, according to James Wu, CEO and founder of Digital Finance Group. Here's what he shared. Proto-dank sharding aims to reduce layer 2 transaction fees by enhancing data availability, a crucial move towards establishing Ethereum as a scalable settlement layer. However, the promised fee reductions won't affect the Ethereum mainnet users. That's a good point. According to the March 6th report by Max Waddington, a research analyst at Fidelity, who wrote, in the short term, users who wish to benefit from this fee change must sacrifice some decentralization and security by transacting on layer 2s instead of Ethereum. This will certainly spur more users to bridge assets elsewhere. However, we strongly believe that transacting on Ethereum for application-specific purposes will still be considered the best option, especially for the high-value transactions. And in the medium term, as Layer 2 platforms continue to mature. Now, the gas fees on the Ethereum mainnet still remain high, above 72 WGEI. An average swap would cost users $86 in gas fees. So that's nuts. So if you wanted to hypothetically transfer $15 worth of ETH or some ERC 20 token on the Ethereum blockchain, you can pay as high as $87 for a single transaction. Major problem. While non-fungible token sales average $145 in gas. Oh my God. According to the Ethereum scan data. Now, initially, I was hoping that this would reduce the gas fees on the mainnet, but as they say very clearly, this is only going to reduce the fees on the layer twos, which you have to sacrifice decentralization. So in my opinion, I don't know. I'm not so excited about that. What are your thoughts, though? Let me know. But anyways, fam, still a lot to cover. Let's dive into our next story of the day. We discussed the latest with the Denkun ETH upgrade. Now let's discuss these Bitcoin ETFs. Record-breaking inflows hitting $1 billion. I believe that was just yesterday on the 12th. So let's break this one down. Welcome everyone joining the stream. The United States spot Bitcoin ETFs achieved a new milestone after attracting more than $1 billion in net inflows for the first time on March 12th. Investments into spot Bitcoin ETFs continue to soar as daily inflows breached $11.1 billion over the last 13 days. Now on March 12th, the Bitcoin ETFs saw their biggest ever daily inflow of over $1 billion, chiefly contributed to BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin ETF. I mean, look at these inflows, family. Mind-boggling. And they're not slowing down. iBit accounted for $849 million of the inflow, with ARK21 shares, VanEck, and Fidelity Wise Bitcoin Origin Fund recording a comparatively lower contribution of $93 million, $83 million, and $51.6 million. And you can see here the dates, the Bitcoin ETF flow tables brought to you by Farside. And you can see in the green, March 12th, higher than all the other previous days. Now, as a direct result of the massive inflows into the Bitcoin ETFs and a supporting bull run, the daily inflows of capital being stored by the Bitcoin network just hit $2 billion per day, marking yet another major milestone for the ecosystem. As on-chain analyst Willy Wu points out here, daily inflows of capital being stored by the Bitcoin network hit $2 billion per day. That's the level we hit in the last full-blown bull regime. This time, it should climb much higher. Spot ETFs are opening up the inflow pipes marketedly. There you have it, family. Shout out to Willy Wu. Later in the show, I'll be discussing his latest upper band target in the 300,000 range. And out of the approved Bitcoin ETFs in the US, Franklin Bitcoin ETF recorded the lowest inflows of $148 million to date, while iBit holds the lion's share at $11.4 billion. On the other end of the spectrum, we have GBTC bringing down the net inflows on a daily basis. In total, GBTC shed $11.1 billion over the last 13 days. Grayscale's GBTC fell below the 50% market share for the first time since the spot ETFs began trading roughly 2 months ago on January 11th. And on the first trading day of the 10 spot US ETFs, Grayscale's fund accounted for around 99.5% of their total assets under management. However, consistent daily outflows from GBTC averaged $329 million per day last week, have eaten away at the ETFs market share over time. So there you have it. Do you feel it will likely continue like a snowball effect with these massive asset managers such as BlackRock, Fidelity, ARK21 shares, etc., purchasing up all the available Bitcoin on the market? When do you feel supply shock? Holla. But anyways, fam, let's just continue with the news here. Got a lot to share. Let's discuss the timeline on the supply shock. We all know a supply shock is coming. With only 900 new Bitcoin being mined and awarded to the miners daily, right? And that about to get cut in half in 33 days to 450 daily. And with BlackRock and the asset managers purchasing up over 13,000 Bitcoin per day, you run the math. Shout out John Hutchins. We're going to have a supply shock, a supply crisis. And here's a timeline on when we can expect this to actually happen. Let's break this one down. Bitcoin is headed for a sell-side liquidity crisis, according to the co-founder of CryptoQuant. Ki Jong Yu tells his followers on X, the Bitcoin bears can't win this game. Do you hear that, bears? You cannot win this game until spot Bitcoin ETF inflows stop. Last week, spot ETF saw net flows of 30,000 plus BTC. Known entities like exchanges and miners hold around 3 million BTC, including 1.5 million Bitcoin by U.S. entities. And at this rate, we'll see a sell-side liquidity crisis within 6 months. So if we're in March, that's April, May, June, July, August, September. So by September, expect a legitimate sell-side liquidity crisis. I'm predicting it could happen even much sooner than that at this rate. But what are your thoughts, family? Continuing, Bitcoin is currently in the price discovery phase. Let's go. Once a sell-side liquidity crisis happens, its next cyclical top may exceed our expectations due to the limited sell-side liquidity and a thin order book. This could occur once accumulation addresses reach around a total of 3 million BTC in this piece. I mean, now he also says the current market is halfway to Bitcoin euphoria. Send it. Retail on-chain activities are definitely active, but don't indicate a cyclical top. Bitcoin is in price discovery phase, so it's important to determine whether we're at the cyclical top. What are your thoughts on that? Let me know, family, and can you see a legitimate supply shock coming within the next 6 months, as I pointed out, by September? Holla. But anyways, fam, pump the likes, pump the stream. Historic day for all Bitcoiners worldwide, but let's dive into our next story of the day. We're going to discuss this 337,000 upper range target by on-chain analyst Willy Wu. Then we'll dive into Samson Mao's 1 million price prediction for this cycle, potentially this year. And then we'll dive into our live Q&A, family. Make some noise. Let's get it. So here we go. And shout out to Willy Wu, by the way. Yeah. So, and I love this picture here. That's pretty lit, by the way. Anyways, price models suggest Bitcoin bull run is just getting started, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu. Also, the stock to flow also shows we officially started this bull run March 1st, printing the first red dot on the stock to flow chart. And if you're not familiar with stock to flow, it ultimately shows the Bitcoin price between $100,000 and $1 million per coin between the 2024 post-halving and 2028, which is the time of the next halving. Now, Willy Wu shared with his 1 million followers on X, the Bitcoin's upper bound is currently $337,000 per Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree with that. Quoting him here, so this bull market is still early, equivalent to 20,000 of last cycle. Last cycle didn't hit the upper bound due to the flood of paper Bitcoin, which is virtually the derivatives, the futures. This is less dominant this cycle. That's right. And we finally got the spot ETFs. Let's go. Paper Bitcoin means derivatives that represent Bitcoin, but don't involve actual ownership of the asset. We also looked at the Bitcoin macro index, a composite of 17 fundamental and technical macro signals that track the behavior of Bitcoin investors and miners. Quoting them here, we broke the upper blue band this week, which is the signal we are in a full fundamentals driven bull market. Let's freaking go. The analyst also notes that the Bitcoin network is storing 1.8 billion worth of new capital per day. Like, whoa, quoting him again, this is the third highest on record. All-time record was 2.15 billion back in January of 2021. And y'all remember what happened in November of 2021, right? All-time high in this what? Yeah, so you already know what's about to happen here. The top-ranked crypto asset by market cap set a new all-time high this morning, now of 73,700. And we also soared more than 47% in the past 30 days, probably closer to 50% now, which is mind-boggling. And I don't see this momentum slowing down anytime soon, especially with all the massive demand from the ETFs. And we haven't even touched upon nation-state adoption, sovereign wealth fund adoption, the retail. Keeping in mind the previous cycle, we hit the all-time high. That was 100% driven off of retail. There was no institutional FOMO. There was no BlackRock. I remember not too long ago, Mr. Lawrence Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, was calling Bitcoin an index for money laundering, just like Jamie Dimon. Yet now they're both all in. In fact, Jamie Dimon's company, JP Morgan Chase, the largest bank of the US, is now an authorized participant and partnered with BlackRock with, you know what I mean? What are they doing? Accumulating vast amounts of Bitcoin. BlackRock already has over 200,000 Bitcoin. They achieved that in 2 months. It took MicroStrategy, the first corporate company to put the Bitcoin on the balance sheet, founder, being Saylor, it took them 4 years to achieve 200,000 Bitcoin. And BlackRock just came out of nowhere and said, yo, Michael, who's your daddy? So game theory in full effect. That's just basically one company, MicroStrategy, and one asset manager neck and neck, right? What happens when you calculate the other dozen asset managers? What happens when you start to calculate the ETFs that haven't been launched yet in places like Thailand, Brazil? Well, they now have access, at least their high net worth individuals, through the BlackRock ETF. But what about Hong Kong? They have ETFs which are about to be launched. What about El Salvador, right? What about these other nation states that are secretly buying Bitcoin behind the scenes and just haven't publicly announced it yet? Remember that tweet about a week or two ago from Ed Snowden? He said a nation state has been accumulating and purchasing Bitcoin. They will make the announcement this year. What's going to happen, family? You already know. Is this going to be a super cycle? Something to consider. For the first time in Bitcoin history, we hit a new all-time high pre-halving in a four-year cyclical cycle. This is history in the making. Does this mean all the previous models that come before us are broken? Does this mean Bitcoin can just continue doing what it's doing for the next 10 years? As Michael Saylor predicts, a 10-year bull run that's going to eat away at gold and overtake gold as a market cap. We've already overtaken silver this week, family. Gold is next. Watch out. Sputnik Monkey, I appreciate the super. Most people still don't know. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. Just wait until one Bitcoin is not affordable by most individuals on the planet. That's already done. I don't think most people have 73,000 in the bank, but nonetheless, we switch the only talking about the price of Satoshis. Boom. Facts. Everyone here should be a Satoshi millionaire, by the way. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day. Samson Mao says Bitcoin will hit $1 million this year amid unprecedented demand. Let's break this down. And if you'd love to see a seven-figure Bitcoin, make some noise in that live chat. So here's the latest from Samson Mao. Shout out Samson. Jan 3 CEO Samson Mao said Bitcoin is on track to hit 1 million per coin this year or the next based on the current market conditions, the upcoming halving, and the broader economic factors. That's right. 33 days away from the halving, family. Now, Mao made the statement during a podcast appearance on March 12th. So this is a brand new prediction he just shared on a recent pod. And I believe that was on What Bitcoin Did podcast regarding Bitcoin reaching this seven-figure milestone. Mao's bullish stance on Bitcoin's future comes at a time when the crypto market is witnessing an unprecedented level of interest from institutional investors, as seen with the involvement of entities like BlackRock, Fidelity, ARK 21, and the list goes on. Now let's discuss this Veblen effect. Mao said that the demand for Bitcoin is far outstripping its supply. Facts, a trend that is only expected to intensify with the upcoming Bitcoin halving, which has historically significantly impacted the crypto's value. The halving will reduce the number of the Bitcoins generated per block, effectively slashing the new supply of Bitcoin by 50%, the 3.125 BTC per block, or 400 Bitcoin per day. And you start running the math, family, there's not enough Bitcoin to go around. Mao believes that the halving, coupled with the steady demand from the ETFs, reportedly pulling in about 22,000 Bitcoin daily, sets the stage for a substantial price increase. You can say that again, yo. There's only going to be roughly 450 Bitcoin mined per day in 33 days at the time of the halving. And there's 22,000 in daily supply being purchased up. So eventually we're going to have this supply shock. So beyond the immediate effects of supply and demand trends, Mao delved into more nuanced economic theories to bolster his prediction. He discussed the Veblen effect, a phenomenon where the desirability of good increases with its price. Mao believes that as Bitcoin value climbs, it'll become even more sought after. Facts, further driving up the price, which we're witnessing in real time. This is particularly significant as Bitcoin approaches what he terms the Veblen threshold, parity with the gold market cap, estimated to be around $450,000 to $500,000 per Bitcoin. Surpassing this threshold could trigger a massive shift of value from gold and into Bitcoin, cementing its status as the new gold. That's right, as Max Keiser shares, gold is the poor man's Bitcoin. Now let's discuss some centralization concerns. Mao addressed concerns about market manipulation and the influence of major players like BlackRock becoming Bitcoin whales. He said, one should always assume that such entities are bad actors. Mao said that Bitcoin's decentralization is the only way to ensure bad actors can be kept in check, and emphasized the importance of decentralization in mining, development, and ownership to mitigate risks in the ecosystem. Furthermore, Mao advocated diversifying Bitcoin's geographical footprint by onboarding nation states. Let's go. He said that with the balance power dynamics, by pitting institutional players against sovereign entities. Now, Mao also added that if Bitcoin becomes a focal point of competition between major institutional players and nation states, it would further fuel its ascent. That's right. That's the game theory we're witnessing right now, family. That's why you have all the asset managers competing with the lowest fees, right? That's because it's game theory. That's why you have neck and neck MicroStrategy and BlackRock competing to see who's going to control most of the Bitcoin supply. BlackRock already controls over 1% of the Bitcoin supply, now having over 200,000 Bitcoin in custody through Coinbase, their custodian. MicroStrategy, similar boat, over 200,000 Bitcoin. They control 1% of the supply, and their goal is to control 5% of the supply. So as the race continues, family, you already know what's going to happen to the Bitcoin price, but I want to know your thoughts. Do you agree or disagree with Samson Mao that we can realistically get to $1 million per Bitcoin this cycle, potentially this year, if not this year, then by next year? Let me know your thoughts. I think it's very doable. Anything is possible. Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom. But here's one thing I can guarantee you. The purchasing power of the US dollar is mathematically guaranteed to decline heading into the future, while the purchasing power of the Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed, meaning it's a mathematical certainty to increase your purchasing power. So everyone right now in the world should be saving in Bitcoin. What did Michael Saylor just say in a recent interview that's going viral all across X and social media right now? That poor people save in fiat currency, right? Anyone treating fiat as a store of value is poor. Smart money, rich people, wealthy people, they save in, example, property, digital property, precious metal, maybe gold as a store of value, but no one in their right mind is saving in dollars expecting to get rich, because all it is at the end of the day is a melting ice cube. So what are your thoughts on this 1 million price prediction? Can you see it happening this cycle? Holla at your boy.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.